Hey, it's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show, where every episode I invite on a different guest who offers one piece of advice. Today, it is Rosh Hashanah. Well, it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Rosh Hashanah marks the beginning of the High Holidays, the Days of Awe. And there's a prayer we say on Rosh Hashanah. We actually say it throughout the year. In fact, we can say it anytime. But I thought of it today. And I think it contains some big advice. Whether you're Jewish or not, religious or not, there's really something here. That prayer is the Shehecheyanu.
The essence and the universality of the Shehecheyanu is acknowledging new moments, being thankful that they're there, even if they're not necessarily by their nature good or bad or whatever it might be, but it's new. To be able to sit with a new experience, to welcome it in, and to say what next.
This is my friend, Rabbi Yoni Dalin, who is here today to explain the Shehecheyanu much better than I ever could.
And a Shehecheyanu is this prayer we say when we're experiencing firsts. So the translation is, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehecheyanu v'kiyamanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh, right? That to God who is We extend our blessings to God who has given us life, who has sustained us, and who has brought us to this holy moment in time. So we say it over firsts, but we also say it over the renewal of each and every year, or the opportunity for renewal. I think in Judaism, the idea is that life is cyclical, but not in just a constant circle. It's kind of like a DNA spiral. Right, where we're working ourselves around, but we're always going higher and trying to build ourselves up and up and up and moving forward and progressing while we do that circle. So every time we come back to something that's kind of marked by the Hebrew calendar, we're saying this blessing, which is to say you've brought us back and we're a little bit higher.
And the spirit of Shehecheyanu, I think, can be separated from Judaism if we want, if we're not religious, but like just the idea of when we encounter something new in our lives, marking that moment with this prayer, just with this idea of acknowledging the newness of whatever we're experiencing.
Absolutely. It's that moment of expressing gratitude, of thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you to my creator. Thank you to life. Thank you to whatever we believe in, that it just allows me to be here. And at the same time, it's acknowledging this is new and I don't know what's coming next. Like, it's the uncertainty of the path forward and the uncertainty of the journey forward to say, I've gotten here. I'm going to stay in this moment. And what will be, will be.
You think that's the heart of it? This is new. I don't know what's coming next.
I think that's the heart of Judaism in general, but especially of Shehecheyanu. I think that comes with that moving up, right? This looks familiar. I've done this before, but I'm different. And now that means uncertainty. It means that there's this path ahead might look familiar in some ways, but it's new. And that's scary. And I think, you know, I think having some kind of ways to slow down and just be present in the moments, be mindful, helps with that fear a little bit.
And so what is that word Shehecheyanu?
Shehecheyanu means who has given us life, right? Who has revitalized us or has given us life to this point. And the second part is Kiyamanu, who has sustained us. And Higyanu, who has brought us, who has made us arrive at this moment. And all three of those words seem to be connected, but also different in their own way. So bringing us this life, giving us life is one thing, sustaining us is another thing, and then helping us to arrive. I think that's also kind of part of the question, right? We might physically be here. I mean, this is our opportunity now to be, to acknowledge if we're spiritually or emotionally or psychologically here. This is our opportunity to be there.
Yoni Dalin is a rabbi at Congregation Sherei Tzedek in Metro Detroit. He's also the Motor City Rabbi on TikTok. You should follow him. Chag Sameach, and thank you for listening. And speaking of new things, I've got a big announcement that I will be making on Thursday's show. I'm so excited. Talk to you then.